If you listen regularly, you know that New York has an alphabet soup of offices that do a variety of obscure tasks that keep the state functioning. Well, one of these is NYSID, New York State Industries for the Disabled, which connects people with disabilities to workplaces who need their help. Recently, NYSID asked the Rockefeller Institute to measure the fiscal and social value of what they do. Maureen O'Brien, the president and CEO of NYSID, is here to share what the Institute found. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
So for a variety of reasons, including the fact that you wanted to be on the show, I'm assuming that they found good stuff.
They did find good stuff.
What did they find?
So at NYSID, we've known for a long time that there's value to hiring individuals with disabilities. What Rockefeller Institute did is they quantified that for us. And they found that for every hour an individual with a disability works in New York State, there's an $86 economic impact in the local economy. They also found that taking people from unemployment to employment and putting them on the tax rolls had a significant impact. And they spent a lot of time in the study looking at it by region, which was pretty awesome. The economic impact in the capital region is significant.
Yeah, and in other regions, too, that we cover in western New York, northern New York, in fact, throughout the state, the economic benefit was substantial. So when they looked at this dollar amount, this $86, tell us what specifically they were looking at.
So they looked at economic output by individual employed and the number of hours that they worked and what their wages were. And with the contracts that we do through NYSID, the average wage for an individual that works on those are just under $16. So we have people working at minimum wage, higher than minimum wage, and in some cases at prevailing wage.
Which is not, what do you mean prevailing wage?
So anyone who works on janitorial contracts, for instance, in certain parts of the state, we have to pay prevailing wage too.
Is that lower than minimum
no,
wage?
No, that's higher.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. So you do not pay lower than minimum
wage?
We
do not. Nope.
Just so my listeners can visualize these jobs, can you share a few examples of the service categories that workers are filling with your assistance?
Sure. So they do document imaging, data entry, mail fulfillment services, janitorial positions, and these are all jobs that are done via contract through NYSID. So if a state agency or local government wants these services done, they contract with us, and we work with entities all over the state that know how to train and bring that workforce to the table. We have job consulting and job coaching on all of these contracts, so folks that may not necessarily have been employed previously successfully can be employed successfully through this.
So if you're a company and you're looking for document imaging workers or janitorial services or something like that, why should you consider calling NYSID and saying, hey, what can you do for us?
Sure. So we don't have to just do business with government entities. There's a push and a movement within the United States now with social responsibility and contracting. And if you diversify your contractors and who you do business with, you have the ability to put forward a goal of employing individuals with disabilities. For a small business that's never had a job coach on site before, perhaps it may be a little overwhelming for them to go out and hire four or five individuals with disabilities. You can contract through us, keep those folks employed in companies that know how to care for and put the right accommodations in place, and get services that you already need.
What is preferred source mean?
So preferred source is a piece of legislation that was put in place 40 years ago with the closing of Willowbrook. So then Governor Hugh Carey decided there should be a priority placed on putting individuals to work with disabilities. 40 years ago, individuals with disabilities, some with developmental disabilities, were institutionalized. It's a very different world today. Individuals with disabilities are mainstreamed in schools. They are in the workforce. They are providing economic output.
This is all in the wake of the consent decree after Willowbrook,
correct,
which was such a tragedy.
Horrific.
Right. So this is one of the things that, one of the reforms.
Yeah, one of the reforms that came out of it. The legislation has remained the same for the last 40 years, and there's been lots of changes in how individuals with disabilities get to work. the program is significant and extremely important to this population of people in New York State. But I do think the time has come to look at modernizing some of that legislation.
How so?
Well, right now there are ratio-based programs on having a certain number of people with disabilities working on every contract. OPWDD really would like to see folks in an integrated work setting and in an integrated work environment.
So no more ratios?
I think you still have to have some ratios if you're doing contracting with the state, but maybe not at 75% and 25%. An individual with a disability wants to go to work just like everybody else. They have the ability to do jobs just like everybody else. But where we are today, some of the figures in here is we haven't really moved the needle on the poverty rate, and we haven't really moved the needle on the unemployment rate.
You told us the last time that you were on that 70% of people with disabilities are not employed.
That's correct.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And if you're an individual with a disability in New York State, this report indicates that you're 2.5 times more likely to live in poverty. You're 2.8 times more likely to be the victim of a violent crime.
And, you know, if you're hesitant about hiring people with disabilities, you shouldn't be.
Oh, my gosh, you shouldn't be. So we just did this summer a training program at NYSID. We had an internship program with the Autism Society. And we just made a full-time permanent offer to one of the gentlemen who was with us over the summer from the Autism Society. I've not seen someone work harder than Chris, and he's thrilled to be on the job.
There are also some other benefits. People with disabilities don't miss work.
They don't miss work, and they stay on the job longer.
Why is that?
They're thrilled to have an opportunity to get to work. So individuals with disabilities understand what unemployment is like, and they understand that economic security is tied to employment. Getting a job and being part of a team where there's an accommodation that is put in place where you can be successful, they know that's rare. It's unfortunate it's rare. We live in a society where it shouldn't be rare, but they get that it's rare. So I have found in the individuals I've hired myself, great satisfaction from the employees. And one of the things I underestimated with the folks we had on this summer is how they changed the attitude in the office of folks who are non-disabled.
Oh, that's an interesting perspective. How do they change the attitudes of other people?
My father had a saying when I was a kid that cream rises.
Yeah.
And, they're happy to be there. They're intrigued by the work, and that kind of spread to the people that were around them in the office space. That, so it was really nice.
Yeah, that's fabulous. So any other details or facts or statistics that you want to share with us from the economic impact report that the Rockefeller Institute of Government did?
I'm really happy that it's been verified. So we always knew this was a great program.
You had this suspicion that it was doing good, but now you know.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of nervousness when you go out and hire a Rockefeller Institute and say, go look at this. So, you know, we knew it was pretty good. I had no idea it was going to be this good. And I think that there's benefit to looking at this from the private sector as well. I think there are companies in New York State who would benefit from contracting with NYSID and understanding they could have a social impact as well.
If somebody who runs a company is thinking about perhaps hiring through NYSID, where can they go for more information?
They can go right to our website, www.nysid.org.
We've been speaking with Maureen O'Brien. She's the president and CEO of NYSID. That's New York State Industries for the Disabled. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much
we
for having me.
We appreciate it.
Support for WCNY's Capitol Pressroom is provided by the 16th Annual Syracuse International Film Festival, October 3rd and 11th through 13th. Films from around the world with screenings at the Red House Arts Center, Palace Theater, and SU's Schemmann Auditorium. Tickets and hotel accommodations at syrfilm.com.